Every year, about 800,000 people in the U.S. have a stroke. The months that follow are seen as critically important. Generally, any improvements in speech, movement, and cognitive ability happen during the first 6 months. After that, any loss in function is thought to be permanent. But a neurosurgeon at Stanford has been testing a new adult stem cell therapy that has completely changed this thinking. Dr. Gary Steinberg is a professor and the chair of neurosurgery at Stanford. He's being honored for this work by the Smithsonian Magazine, which is presenting him with one of its American Ingenuity Awards. He joins us now. Dr. Steinberg, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Robin.
Well, you have a lot to be happy about because from what we're reading, some of the patients you've worked with dramatically improve even years after their strokes. Stem cells. First of all, remind us what adult stem cells do.
So there are many types of stem cells, of course. Mm-hmm. Adult stem cells are one particular type. And they have the ability to turn into certain kinds of cells in the body. But the interesting thing in terms of what we did is that the cells don't actually integrate into the brain long term and become neurons to reconstitute circuits. What they do is to pump out very powerful growth factors, molecules, and proteins that enhance native mechanisms of recovery, such as new synapses of neurons that are there, new blood vessels, and they have a very profound effect on modulating the immune system. And in that way, what we believe they do is to turn the adult brain into a neonatal or infant brain, which has a lot of ability to recover after injury.
Well, and the overarching headline here is that the thinking had always been that after several months, whatever wasn't functioning was dead. You discovered it's dormant.
That's right. That was something we didn't expect. We were very pleased to see that the study in 18 patients showed that the transplant of these stem cells into the brain in chronic stroke patients was safe and feasible, but we were stunned to find that the patients improved. Overall, three-quarters of the patient showed a what's called meaningful recovery over a course of 6 months, sustained at 12 months, and now we know it's sustained at 24 months. That means their life was made better, and we had a couple of miracle patients who showed very, very dramatic recovery.
Would one of them be Sonia Kuntz?
Yes.
Because she's just 31 years old. We've spoken quite a bit about strokes in young adults. In fact, let's take a second to talk about the two different kinds of strokes.
Yeah, so a stroke is a sudden disability in a neurologic body function due to disruption of blood flow to the brain. And about 87% of strokes are due to what are called ischemic type. That means there's a block in the blood vessel in the brain.
Like a blood clot.
That's right. And so glucose and oxygen can't get to the tissues and the tissues die. The other type, which is much rarer, is a hemorrhagic stroke that occurs in about 13% of patients. And that is when a blood vessel bursts in the brain, causing injury.
Well, and as we've been hearing on our program, and as you know, it can happen to someone as young as 31 years old. This was Sonia Kuntz. She had very little movement in her right arm or leg. And then you perform this procedure, drilling a tiny hole in her skull, and injecting her with the stem cells. So how did you know where to go?
So what we do is to attach what's called the stereotactic frame to the head. It's like a GPS system of guidance for the brain, and that allows us to implant the cells around the stroke with sub-millimeter accuracy. Then we make a little hole about the size of a nickel in the bone, and using a very fine needle, we transplant the cells into the area just surrounding the stroke, not directly in the stroke because that's a very inhospitable environment. Mm. But the cells survive just outside the stroke, and they somehow do their thing to resurrect the circuits.
Yeah, and you're not quite sure how, but just again to underscore here, these are not embryonic stem cells. That's very controversial because they come from early stage embryos that have been discarded. Again, these are adult stem cells, and they die off. It's not as if they stay. So you're saying they prompt something.
That's exactly right. They're not embryonic-derived. They're not fetal-derived. They're adult-derived from a donor a bone marrow. Two donor patients provided enough cells to treat 18 patients in this trial. Mm. And the cells don't survive more than a month or two in the brain. But by secreting these very powerful proteins and molecules, they seem to resurrect the circuits that we used to think were dead or irreversibly injured. Now we know that they're viable. We just have to figure out how to rejuvenate them.
Well, and tell us, what happened for Sonia Kuntz?
Well, Sonia was 2 years out from a stroke that affected her left brain, so she was unable to move her arm or hand at all. She could walk with great difficulty. She didn't want to get married because she felt she'd be embarrassed walking down the aisle, and you couldn't understand her speech. After we transplanted the cells, she made a dramatic and near miraculous recovery to the point she's walking well. She got married. She had a boy, a baby boy, 14 months ago, who's doing very well. And her speech, while not completely normal, is very, very understandable.
Mm. Look, you know that right now millions of people are listening who have a loved one who's had a stroke and has not had recovery, or they themselves have had a stroke and had recovery. What are the cautions here?
Well, we're very excited about these results. However, we don't want to overpromise. This was an early phase study, only 18 patients. We just completed enrollment in a larger multi-center double-blind controlled study of 156 patients throughout the country, where a third of the patients do not get the cells. They only get a partial hole in the skull. And the only people who know are the seven or eight people in the operating room who did the procedure. So we'll have the results of this larger phase two study in about a year and a half. And if that confirms what we found in the first study, it would lead to a definitive phase three study of several hundred patients with controls. And if that's positive and shows benefit, we'll be able to commercialize the technique and it'll become available for everybody.
Mm. This is amazing. I mean, when you step back and think about it, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm shocked. To tell you the truth, even 10 years ago, we couldn't dream about recovering function in patients with neurologic disorders and disability. Now we know that those circuits, which we thought were irreversibly damaged or dead, are not. We just have to figure out how to resurrect them. And it may apply to disorders other than stroke, such as spinal cord injury, traumatic brain injury, and even degenerative diseases like Parkinson's disease, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and maybe even Alzheimer's disease.
Mm. And by the way, I just want to mention, you're not sure why these areas die off or are dormant or inhibited, but you've mentioned inflammation, that word that always creeps up, whether it's heart issues or now post-stroke. Just thoughts on that.
That's exactly right. So we don't know why these circuits are inhibited, but we hypothesize it's due to a chronic inflammation, and there's increasing evidence now that not just animals, but also people have inflammation that continues for years after a stroke. We think that the cell-secreted products that we put in are actually causing a response in the brain because we see a new abnormality on the MR scans that appear at a week and disappear at 2 months. And that temporary abnormality that appears then goes away is correlated in terms of its size with the recovery at 12 months and 24 months. So we're studying exactly what that is now in the laboratory. We think it actually is a beneficial form of inflammation that stimulates these circuits.
Hmm. You know, we always end up saying, you know, I'm not a brain surgeon, but I, you know, whatever. You are a brain surgeon. With what you know, is there something that people can do to better improve their health or maybe avoid a stroke?
Well, sure, there are preventative measures which are very important, including controlling blood pressure, not smoking, eating a healthy diet, exercise is key, avoiding obesity. Those are all generally good strategies to try to avoid a stroke. And then there's something you can't change very well, and that's the genetics, the genes you were born with.
Yeah, I was going to say because Sonia Kruntz, the 31-year-old, terrific health and a stroke. Dr. Gary Steinberg, chair of neurosurgery at Stanford University. He's in Washington, D.C., to receive an award from the Smithsonian Magazine, one of its American Ingenuity Award winners this year, for his work using adult stem cells in post-stroke recovery. Dr. Steinberg, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Robin.